greatest achievement or his greatest folly? Indeed, that had ever been the question, and now, with the specter of war looming over the Silver Marches, the answer seemed clear before him. Through the power of Mieliki, he had been given rebirth, but perhaps, yes, more than perhaps, he then convinced himself, through the power of Moradin, he had been delivered here, to this place, in this time, with this crisis looming. Mithril Hall, indeed the Silver Marches, needed a King Brunner, so Ragged Dane had just declared. Brunner Battlehammer alone knew where to find one. The party was on in full, as was customary whenever a large caravan from one of the three dwarf communities in the Silver Marches, Mithril Hall, Citadel Thelbar, and Citadel Adbar, prepared to head for home from one of the others. In addition, the train from Citadel Adbar had arrived the night before, giving the dwarves of Mithril Hall an added reason to break out the Gutbuster this fine day, and so they did. They toasted to Citadel Thelbar, they toasted to Citadel Adbar, they toasted to Mithril Hall, they toasted to the Delzoon Brotherhood, they toasted to the demise of Many Arrows, they toasted to toasting. Watching the merriment from the crowd proved to be a strange experience for Brunner, so used to being upon the dais and leading the libations was he. He couldn't help but smile as he considered the many times he had done that, Drizzt and Catti Bree, Regis and Nanfoodle, and of course Thibbledorf Puent by his side, filling his foaming mug, rapping him on the back with a hearty huzzah with every call for a drink. He recognized King Conorad, and remembered him as a good lad, and remembered his father as a great general and leader, and as brave a dwarf as he had ever known. Beinak Braunanvil had been instrumental in the defense of Mithril Hall against Obul's minions in the days before the signing of the peace treaty. As was customary in these gatherings, each of the departing Thelbar dwarfs was able to climb onto the raised dais and tap tankards with the king of Mithril Hall. Brunner fell in line right behind Ragged Dane.
"Ye know him," he whispered to the veteran.
"King Conorad?"
Aye,
Ragged Dane replied. "Knowed him for 100 years and more."
"Introduce me afore ye leave, then."
"And tell him of your glory?"
the older dwarf asked sarcastically.
"Aye,"
Brunner answered, without shame and without hesitation, and he held up the golden medal that hung from a mithril chain around his neck.
"I'll be asking him for a favor, and that's sure to help me cause."
"What?"
Ragged Dane asked incredulously, turning around and fixing Brunner with a curious stare. Brunner just waved him on, for it was then Ragged Dane's turn to ascend to tap flagons with the king. And he did, and drank a hearty toast, then put his arm around King Conorad's shoulder. They were indeed old battle companions. Ragged Dane turned the king to regard the young dwarf next in line.
"Little Arar,"
Ragged Dane explained.
"Arar's boy?" "Aye, King Conorad. That there be little Arar, Reginald Roundshield the Younger, and a true scrapper. He come to Mithril Hall as part of his valor wish."
"A valor wish at his age, then?"
King Conorad said, and Brunner recognized that he was feigning surprise for the sake of flattery.
"And the metal indeed,"
the dwarf king added.
"Aye, for 'twas little Arar that sliced the orcs and felled the mountain giant, and a bunch of us, meself included, would have been killed to death in the Ravens were it not for little Arar."
He spoke loudly, and many heard, and so it was in the embrace of a chorus of cheers that Brunner went to stand beside the king of Mithril Hall, beside the dwarf who was king, because Brunner himself had named his father a successor, with full knowledge that the throne would fall to Conorad.
"I lift me tankard aside a hero, then,"
King Conorad declared, tapping Brunner's drink. He paused, though, as the mugs clinked together, for Brunner fixed him with a stare, and such a look, that Conorad Braunanvil had surely seen before from the dwarf who had been his king. A spark of recognition flickered in Conorad's eyes, but it was overwhelmed by a look of confusion.
"Ah, but good King Conorad, ye might be doing me a higher honor than tapping your cup with me own," Brunner said.
The crowd hushed quickly, caught by surprise at the forwardness of this obviously very young dwarf.
"Ah," So ye say, and do tell,
King Conorad prompted.
I've been hoping to go to the west. To Mirabar, might be, or all the way to Luskin,
Brunner explained.
I've been told that Mithril Hall sends such caravans, and I'd be honored to serve aboard one.
That brought more than a few gasps from around the dais, including from those dwarves Brunner had accompanied to the hall from Citadel Felbar.
"What are you about, then, boy?"
Ragged Dane demanded, coming forward, but King Conorad held up his hand to hold the old veteran back.
"I wanted to see the sea, good king," Brunner replied. "Ye send such trains, I've been told."
"Aye, we do. But not so late in the year as this. Next'll be out in the spring."
"And I'd be honored to be aboard her."
"A long wait.
Then might I be asking ye a second favor?"
"Oh, the set of iron on this young one!"
a dwarf yelled from the crowd, to rousing laughter and more than a few huzzas.
"He'll be asking for the king's daughter in his bed any time now,"
another roared, and the laughter grew. And King Conorad, too, seemed quite amused, and not at all insulted, as Brunner, who knew him well, had fully expected.
"I've been wanting to train with your Gutbuster Brigade," Brunner explained. "For me da, who always spoke well of a band, and of a dwarf by the name of Thibeldorf Puent."
"For the Puent!"
came a cry from the crowd, a cry that became a roar, that became the loudest toast of all. And how it did Brunner's heart good to hear such cheers for his dear old friend, who had died so heroically defending him and helping him in concluding his most important mission in the faraway ancient kingdom known as Gontalgrim.
"I would train in his name, and for his memory, to bring his strength back to Citadel Felbar to best serve King Emerus,"
Brunner explained. King Conorad glanced over at Ragged Dane, who wore a perplexed expression just a moment longer before nodding his agreement.
"So it is done,"
the king proclaimed, hoisting his mug once more.
"To little Aurar, the Gutbusters! Arg, but if he can take it!"
snarled an ugly dwarf at the side of the dais, another one Brunner recognized from a century before, though he could not recall his name. This one had served in the Gutbusters under Puent, Brunner recalled.
"Arg yourself," said Ragged Dane. "Little Aurar'll teach ye all a thing or three."
"Huzzah!" cried the visitors from Citadel Felbar. "Huzzah!" roared the hundreds from Mithril Hall. And so it went, the boasting and the toasting, anything for a drink.
Brunner woke up in that hall early the next morning.